Good morning. Let's continue. So I think we left off on page Resh Mem Beis. Hana'as HaChomer Kli Lehis Kashros HaPnimis. Literally enjoying the material, a utensil, a kli, a tool to be able to connect internally. What does this mean? Nafir v'na'amik b'dvarim. Let's explain, let's elucidate, and let's go ahead and go a little bit deeper in these words. B'chdei, sha'adam yischaber l'davar, koach ha'chibur hu ayidei tanug. In order for a person to connect with something, so connection has to come as a result of tanug, of pleasure. Adam sha'eno mis'anig b'davar, if a person doesn't have pleasure from something, Chaser lo esachibor elav. He does not have the connection to it. Chibor lelo tanug. Eno chibor. Connection without pleasure. Ultimately, again, is not the connection. He writes in the brackets, b'madrega gavoa ma'od, yesh no chibor shalamala min atanug. The truth is, on a much higher level, there is this concept of connection even without pleasure. Ulam rak yechidei skula magim madrega zum. But there are only special and unique individuals who reach this particular madrega. So what he's saying over here is that in general, we connect with pleasurable things, and by extension, we don't connect. We try to stay from things that are not very pleasurable. Dvarim elu amurim hin baruchnius hin bagashmius. This is true both in spirituality as well as material or physicality. Adam shemekaye mitzvos lo tanug basiyasam. A person who performs mitzvos without any pleasure, without any joy when he does them, chasera lo his kashrus penimis lemitzvos. He is missing a fundamental internal connection to mitzvos. Adam shemispala lo tanug. Person davens without any kind of pleasure. Chasera lo his kashrus letfila ulibori olam shelafanav hu mispala. Ultimately, again, he is missing this sense of connection to prayer and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom before he davens. Adam she'in lo tanog b'limud haTorah, HaKadosh, a person who has no pleasure when he learns Torah. Chasir lo hiskashros ha'penimis l'Torah HaKadosh. He is missing that internal connection to Torah. U'kimokin adam she'in lo tanog b'inyani ha'chomer. So too, if a person does not have pleasure when it comes to material things, he has no connection to that material item as well. We'll say this is not a chiddush. All the Mechaber is saying over here is that the things that you truly forge a connection to are the things that you enjoy. If you don't enjoy something, then by definition, there's not an internal connection to it. That is true. Both. That's why if a person is not really enjoying their Judaism, they don't have an internal connection to those mitzvos. There's something in the material world that a person doesn't enjoy, so they don't really go ahead and find a connection to that item. And this is true with marriage as well. As we explained above, Chaye hanisuin murkavim mechibor shal neshama im neshama v'gufim guf. As we explained above, the essence of marriage is that marriage is a synthesis. It's a murkav from a connection between one soul and another, and one body and another. Ben obas zug she'in tanug b'kesher hanafshi im ben obas zugam. If a person does not have she'in tanug, a person doesn't have a pleasure in the spiritual connection with their spouse, there is something fundamentally missing from the bond they share. Kimokim ben obas zug she'in lam kol tanug b'chibar hachur mishabeneihem. So too, again, if a husband and wife have absolutely no pleasure or no joy in the physical connection between the two of them, they're missing that level of connection as well. So we'll say it's very important to say, again, no chidushim here. He says we only connect with those things which we enjoy. That is true on a spiritual level, that is true on a physical level. And it is true also in marriage, because marriage, remember, has this dual component of connection. We connect with the soul of our spouse, we connect with the body of our spouse. If there's no enjoyment in the physical connection or in the spiritual connection, there's something fundamentally missing from the marriage. Tzarech lahavkin havchana daka. It's important for us to understand a very specific point. Yeshno tanug mi etzem hachomer, v'zeo davar shlili, there is, you see, sometimes when we speak about enjoyments from the material, so sometimes that could be viewed in a negative fashion. And sometimes, in fact, it is negative. V'yeshno tanug miskashros ayideh chomer. So I'll say this is actually interesting. So he says everything is in how you frame it. If a person just has pleasure from the material, then that could ultimately be something negative. But if a person uses the material, ultimately, I mean the material physical world, as a way ultimately of establishing connection, then that lifts up the physical material into something very high. He says, Ratzon HaBori Yisparach, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, Shebnei HaZug Yiskashu Ze Laze, Ayideh HaNeshama, Vehein Ayideh HaChomer, V'yis An Gumikach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be that a couple would connect with one another, both through the soul as well as through the body, and that they would enjoy this. Ulam ein ikar hatanug me'etzem hachomer, ela min ha'eskashros haba ayedei hachomer. But the actual pleasure is not from the material itself, but from the material physical world itself, but rather it's from the connection that is engendered by this physicality or materialism. Bevante shegam tanug min hachomer atzmo, nitzrach la'adam kol echa lefi madrigasol. Certainly every person has to enjoy the physical world, every person in accordance with their level, which we spoke about last week. Ulam lo zutachles chayei hanisuin, but rather this is not the essence of marital life. Tachles chayei hanisuin he his kashrus ayedei achomer velo tanug me'etzem achomer. So let's say this is not just semantics, very important yisod. So Judaism says if you're looking to find joy from materialism, you will come up short. But if you are looking to use materialism as a way ultimate, or the material or physical, as a way of creating connection, that is absolutely possible. Tachlis bin Yanabayis Ayyudi, he achlus bin Ishli Ishto. The essence, the tachlis of building a Jewish home is to create unity between man and wife. Achlus zu nivnis hein ayidian shama, vehein ayidiachomer. This unity is built through the soul, and this unity is built through the body, physicality. Ulam ein achomer tachlis liatzmo, but rather again, the physicality is not an end unto itself. Ela kli lehis kashrus bilvad. Rather, it is simply a utensil to be able to establish some level of connection. Ubazeh toim rabim shemishtamshim bechomer shebenisuin letano gatzmi top of reish mem beis. And this is the mistake that many people make, is that they go ahead and they use the physicality within marriage as an ends, as a pleasurable thing unto itself, and that's the ends. Ve'inam mishtamshin bo l'shem his kashrus, and they do not use it for the sake of creating a greater level, a greater sense of connection. Kimo shebi arnu zulas ha'oneg in his kashrus, ulam ina tachlis oneg klishala atzmo, el ha'oneg ha'gashmi hu kli l'his kashrus. So as we explained above, that without oneg, without joy, there is no connection. But the tachlis is not joy, but rather it is the joy, specifically that which comes from the physical and the material, that ultimately again serves as the tools for connection. So it's a very, very important yisod. So far what he's espousing over here is number one, this idea, that at the end of the day, there has to be you only connect with things that you find pleasurable, and that the truth is that we all know from life experience, something that I find pleasurable, I connect to. I want to do something I don't find pleasurable. Again, I try to do whatever I can within my power to avoid it. That's number one. Number two is that pleasure, we'll call it the pleasure principle, comes into account in two different areas. Number one, in my spiritual life, and number two, my physical life. I want to spiritually connect with things or in ways that I find pleasurable, that I find meaningful. I want to physically engage in things that I find pleasurable, that I find enjoyable. So that's a general clout in life. Then the second part is the application of that to marriage. So in marriage itself, remember, the tachlis of marriage is what we'll call marital unity, is to have achdus between husband and wife. How does that achdus occur? On two levels. Number one, a soulful connection. Husband and wife connect through their neshama. And number two, husband and wife connect physically. And what the Mechaber is saying over here is there has to be pleasure and there has to be joy in both of those connections. Marriage has to offer a sense of spiritual fulfillment, and marriage has to offer a sense of physical fulfillment, material fulfillment. And if it doesn't do that, then by definition, it's only a matter of time a person will say, I don't want to do this anymore, because people really only want to do things that they find pleasurable for themselves. So he goes on. He says, Ubazeh, Yivdok kol adam es atzmo, Resh Mem Gimel, second paragraph. And with this, every person has to check himself. Ha'im la'acher hatanuk ha'chumri, hu kosher yosra le'beno bas zugo. So a person has to ask themselves the following question. If after I have some type of material pleasure in my marriage, am I more or less connected with my spouse? Im yimsa bilvavo she'achar hatanu kagashmi, notzar kesher nafshi amok yosra lebeno basugo. If afterwards a person feels, if after the physical pleasure, we'll call it, whatever it might be, that a person feels greater connection to their spouse, a person will know that they used the material for a good purpose. But if I don't feel any greater connection, then know that I only enjoyed the material for my own benefit and for my own pleasure, but it did not bring me any closer to the other. So we'll say again, all these. So he's suggesting over here that Lamaisa, there's a litmus test. And the litmus test ultimately is that when I enjoy, and you could fill in this material enjoyment however you want. Meaning it could be literally in intimacy in marriage, but it could also be, you know, I go on a vacation with my spouse. So, and the goal of the vacation is that we should become closer. So again, if at the end of the vacation a person feels no closer, so that means they didn't use the vacation as a kli eskashus way of coming together, but rather, again, they use it for their own pleasure. Person engages in intimacy. So intimacy in marriage, again, could be a wonderfully beautiful thing that could bring people closer together, or it could be there just simply to satisfy a physical need or an urge. And the litmus test as to how you use the physicality is how do you feel about the other after the material act is complete, after the physical connection. Do I feel closer to the other? In which case, again, then I use the physical material world, again, as a kliyas kashrus, a utensil ultimately for connection. Or do I not feel any closer, but rather perhaps just feel a little bit more physically satisfied? In which case, I did not use the material for connection, but rather I just used it for my own pleasure and enjoyment. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Tok Fum Shul Dvar Mimech Hashem tomorrow.